Hello, this is the Williams residence. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay, and are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Here are the options. White, African American, Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, American
Black.
Indian, mixed race. Thank you. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will be voting.
Thank you. And what is your age?
68.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same? And here are the options: much more important, somewhat less important, much less important, about the same. Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
The Republican candidate for president.
Just to confirm, you said the Republican candidate for president, right?
Yes, to keep him out.
All right, so just confirm the Republican candidate for president to keep
them
out, right?
The Republican candidate for president.
Okay. What's that? Right, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Here are the options: strongly approve, somewhat
approve.
Thank you. All right, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. Here are the options: bringing in the new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, racism, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, tackling inflation and improving the economy.
The first two are the most important to me.
Just to confirm, you said the first two, right?
Yes.
Okay, and moving on, the next one. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one is Joe Biden.
And what was the options? One for what is it?
Yeah, on a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100.
100 for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Cornel West.
50.
Donald Trump.
0.
J.D. Vance?
0.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Democrats in Congress?
100.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
Hakeem Jeffries?
90.
And Project 2025?
0.
Thank you. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
A lot.
Hello?
Yes. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. I'm sorry, just to confirm, you said yes a lot?
I did.
Okay, thanks. Now, and has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable.
Your first question was Harris, wasn't it?
Yes.
And this question is Harris also?
Yeah, this question is, has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her? And
more.
Here are the options. Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris?
All her accomplishments and what she seeks to do if she becomes president. Unifying and keeping our democracy alive.
Okay. So you, for the last sentence you said, just to confirm, unifying and keeping democracy alive, you said, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So the first statement is, housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. And as Vice President, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable house a top priority.
10.
What kind of country do we want to live in? While Trump and mega extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom, freedom to not just get by, but get ahead, to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to make decisions about your own body, the freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford healthcare, and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom, and that if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about.
10.
All right, the next one is, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company, and marijuana arrests and incarcerations dropped. And as Senator, Harris was a champion of black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families.
Okay. 10.
Okay. Now, the last one. The politics, as usual, isn't working for working people. We need something different. A reset, a change from the same old, and for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris will make history as our first black woman president, but more important right now is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited to these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fights and division. If we want change, we have to vote for a candidate that's change.
That would be Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me ask you again. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Democrat Kamala Harris.
And let me ask you again, now that we have talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous election, less important, or about the same? Here are your options. Much more important, somewhat more important, somewhat less important, much less
important.
About the same. Thanks. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not at all.
Very often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, other?
Email and YouTube.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA,
master's.
Law, PhD, MD.
Postmaster's.
Okay, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
With a partner.
Could you please repeat it?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you said, what did you say, I'm sorry?
Living with a partner.
Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Twice a week or more.
And thinking about the neighborhoods you live in, would you say nearly all? More than half? About half? Less than half? Hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
I didn't understand the question, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Hardly any, because they've moved on, so.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or
no?
No. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.